terms of direct export, it's not a large amount of product that goes out of Australia directly to Russia. The impact is really the flow-on effect around what its effect is on global markets.
Russia competes with China as being one of the major dairy importers in the world. What you're saying is the knock-on effect because it brings other players into the world market?
That's correct. I've been stating for the last month or so, ironically enough, at supplier meetings that this was my greatest concern in the short term, and that was that should Russia elect, as they now have done, to put sanctions on food and dairy products in particular, it will see a major shifting in terms of global supply and demand. In other words, I guess the rough statistics are that both China and Russia are about 13% each of global dairy imports. Those two countries actually rival each other in size, so I think that gives people an idea of exactly the sorts of markets we're talking about. Every other importing nation is far smaller. Most of Russia's dairy products come out of the EU. Now, obviously, the EU's also been banned. That all that exported product coming out of the EU will now look for markets elsewhere.
Australian operations like Bega Cheese, Warrnambool, Murray Goulburn have been looking very much at the China market. With Russia putting those sanctions on to the EU, that would mean the EU itself would look at China. What would that do for prices? Because there's going to be more dairy product on the market.
Well, that's correct. The EU's always had a position in Asia, obviously, over virtually generations. Obviously, what we'll see is more product coming into those markets. We always know what supply and demand effect has. What we don't know at this stage is that for the vast majority of this calendar year, we've seen global dairy commodities coming off in price. So the reality is the thing that we are yet to work out, I suppose, and we'll have to wait and see, is whether the market was already building in the risk that we now see as a reality around these Russian bans and extra product entering the market. But it's certainly not good news for the Australian dairy industry.
How much of a worry is it, therefore, that the EU, their farmers, particularly dairy, have, as you have described to me in the past, a different pricing system? In other words, they're helped out a lot by their own governments. How difficult will it make it for Australian dairy producers such as Bega Cheese to compete against that sort of pricing?
We've always had to deal with that, Michael. I think at the end of the day, what it really amounts to now is that in dairy, as everybody understands, you don't turn the cows off. So that product that's being produced in the EU, regardless of under what cost models it's produced, it will be there. It will find its way onto the world market, and the world market will readjust to the fact that it may well be the case that supply will outstrip demand in the short term, depending, of course, on how much these sanctions bite. There are, of course, some exemptions around products like infant formula. Russia will still be supplied by some of the nations that are not on this list, for example. To the best of my knowledge this morning, for example, New Zealand is not on this list. So you might see some product shift. There's just all this extra product comes on. There will be exporting dairy nations that are still able to supply Russia and may well fill some of the gap.
Specifically, Australia exports approximately $64 million worth of butter to Russia. Is that the sort of figure that would have a hit on the local dairy industry?
Obviously, you don't like losing any sale, but it's not a large number, if you like, when you think about the scale of exports out of Australia. As I said, it's not necessarily the fact that we've got direct sales into Russia. It is more to do with the fact that the global supply and demand of dairy products will tip differently, and all that produce that, you know, traditionally came out of Europe as it went to Russia will now be looking for new homes.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says assistance will be given to areas of agriculture that are affected by this. How difficult do you think it would be to be able to come up with some sort of assistance, a formula that would be able to cover this?
Look, I think it will be challenging because at the end of the day, we will be needing to assess the entire global market and what the impact of this Russian action is, which will take some fairly fancy footwork or pretty good economic models to work out. But the truth is that I think everybody's looking at this morning saying is certainly going to have an impact. It's just a matter of trying to calculate what the quantum would be. And there are a number of moving parts in, obviously, something like global dairy commodity price.